Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Margaret Paul, and I'm very happy to be here with you to talk about emotional dependency or emotional freedom. This is a very, very important topic for everybody. As many of us grew up being emotionally dependent because that's what we learned and that's what we saw, and we don't know any other way of being. So let's talk a bit about what is emotional dependency. We are emotionally dependent when we are dependent on other people for our sense of safety, for our sense of worth, for our sense of lovability, our self-esteem. When we rely on others' approval, others' attention, others' opinion of us, or others being attracted to us, others wanting to spend time with us, others valuing us, we are emotionally dependent. It means that we have handed away responsibility to other people to define our worth, to make us okay inside, because many people never learned how to define their own worth. That's the only way they know to feel worthy. And, of course, we learn to be emotionally dependent in our families. Most of us had parents or caregivers who were themselves emotionally dependent. Most people that I work with had parents who made each other responsible for them in one way or another, either emotionally, sexually. They handed away to the other person the responsibility of making them feel safe, making them feel okay. And so when we grew up with that, that's what we know. We think that's what a relationship is. And that's what having people in our life is all about, is that they're supposed to make us feel okay. They're supposed to make us feel safe and secure and loved and happy. And if they're not doing it, then there's something wrong. And in my family, I watched my parents blame each other all the time for what they weren't doing to make each other feel happy and safe and secure. And so, of course, I grew up, like everybody else, learning to be emotionally dependent. It was a huge shock to me to realize that that's not what a relationship is really about, and that that's not what life is really about, is handing away that responsibility to other people. And so think for a moment, what are some of the ways that you try and make other people responsible for you? What do you do to make other people feel like they owe you, or they should be a certain way for you? They have to treat you a certain way so that you'll feel okay. Do you get angry? Do you try and guilt them? Do you give yourself up and go along with what they want of you in the hopes that then they'll love you and make you feel okay? Just think about, what do you do to try and have control over getting other people to do what you want them to do, to love you the way that you want to be loved? Think about all of the energy that you expend to try and get someone else to love you in the way that you want to be loved. Most of us spend a huge amount of energy, exert an enormous amount of energy trying to get love, trying to avoid pain, and trying to feel safe. And the part of us that does this is what we call in inner bonding the wounded self. The wounded self is the part of us that has been programmed with a lot of false beliefs about trying to get love and avoid pain and feel safe, and has the beliefs that we need somebody else to love us in order to know that we're okay, that there's no way for us to know that we're okay without others' love, without others' attention, without others' approval. And the wounded self in all of us is very programmed to believe that we have to have control over getting that approval in order to feel okay, and that we can't actually even survive, that we can't be alone, that we can't take care of ourselves, that we can't survive without somebody else doing that for us. And so we all have a wounded self that believes this. Now, one of the things that's important to understand that we talk about a lot in inner bonding is that our feelings are our inner guidance system. And being emotionally dependent means that we're ignoring those feelings. We're not learning from them. We're not attending to them. We're actually ignoring them, or we're judging them. We're making somebody else responsible for them. That's what being emotionally dependent is, making somebody else responsible for your feelings. Now, let's take a look at the two different kinds of feelings that we have. We have wounded feelings. And wounded feelings are feelings like anxiety and depression and guilt and shame and anger. These are the feelings that we cause. We cause these feelings with our own thoughts and our own actions. But people who are emotionally dependent believe that somebody else is making them anxious. Somebody else is making them guilty. Somebody else is making them angry. Somebody else is responsible for these feelings. And so instead of taking responsibility for how they're treating themselves, what they're telling themselves, how they're abandoning themselves, they project that out onto other people and believe that it's other people who are abandoning them and causing these feelings. Now, there's another kind of feeling, and we call that the core feelings. And the core feelings are the feelings of life. There's painful core feelings and there's positive core feelings. The positive ones are feelings like love and passion and aliveness and joy and peace. But the painful core feelings are feelings like loneliness that we feel when we want to share love with somebody and nobody's available to do that with us, or the heartache or heartbreak we feel when others are being unloving, the grief when we lose someone we love, the sorrow when we see people hurting each other, the outrage over injustice, the fear of real and present danger. These are feelings that are caused by something external, either a situation or a person being unloving, being mean, being abusive. And these feelings are the feelings that most people will do anything to avoid feeling. Because when we were growing up, these were the hardest feelings. All of us had a lot of loneliness, a lot of heartbreak, and we had no way of managing these feelings. And so we learn to basically dissociate from them, to push them away. We develop our wounded self to protect ourselves from these core feelings, because there's just usually nobody around to help us manage them, and we don't see people managing their core feelings in ways that make them feel good, so we don't know how to do it. And so we have to avoid these feelings, and we learn many addictive ways, whether we use substances or processes or people, we learn many ways to avoid these core feelings. And we grow up not even knowing that they're there a lot of the time, but certainly not knowing how to take responsibility for managing them, not knowing how to learn what they're telling us. So all of our feelings, whether they're wounded feelings or core feelings, have information for us. Our wounded feelings are telling us that we're being unloving to ourselves. Our core feelings are telling us that somebody else is being unloving, or a situation is dangerous, or something like that. And when we are unwilling to take responsibility for both our wounded feelings and our core feelings, that's when we get addicted to other people's attention and love and approval. And so in order to move beyond emotional dependency, we need to learn how to learn from our feelings, which is very much what the inner bonding process is about. How to embrace your feelings with compassion, how to learn what your wounded feelings and what your core feelings are telling you, so that you can take loving action in your own behalf. If you don't learn this, then, as I said, you become addicted to having control over getting others' attention and others' love and others' approval, which is what emotional dependency is. Now, there's a lot of negative consequences to making other people responsible for your feelings. One of them is that the fact is that as adults, there isn't another single person on the entire planet that decided to be born here in order to take care of your feelings. There's not a single person on the planet that came here to take care of my feelings. If we didn't get it when we were little, which is what our parents were supposed to do when we were little, it's too late for somebody else to do that for you. Nobody else wants the job. And so when you are emotionally dependent and you try to make your partner, for example, responsible for giving you the love that you did not get as you were growing up, and you think that you deserve to get now from somebody else rather than learning to give it to yourself, what happens is that the other person feels pulled on, feels burdened, feels controlled, and will generally shut down and go away. And so the very opposite happens from what you want. Here you want this person to give you the love that you didn't get as you were growing up and that you're unwilling to learn to give to yourself. And so all the ways that you act to try and get that love and approval push the other person away. They may try and do it for a while. They may comply. They may give in. But eventually they feel engulfed. They feel controlled. They feel burdened. And they're turned off. They fall out of love. They don't want the job of taking emotional care of your feelings and making you feel happy and safe and worthy. And so the very thing that you're afraid of, which is being left by somebody and being alone, is the very thing that you're creating by trying to have control over getting somebody else to take emotional responsibility for you. And so the fact is, it doesn't work. It may seem like it works for a while. You might meet somebody who seems to be the ideal person, who seems to give you everything that you didn't get. But I got to tell you, anytime somebody appears to be doing that for you, they've got an agenda, and they want you to be doing it for them. This is not a free ride. This is not a free gift. So if somebody comes along who appears to be giving you everything that you've ever wanted, you have to watch out because there's strings attached. Nobody, as I said, has the agenda of just filling you up, making you happy, making you feel safe and secure without wanting something in return, which is you better do that for them as well. And that's what a codependent relationship is. It doesn't work because eventually both people feel kind of burnt out because nobody can actually do for us what we need to be doing for ourselves. And this is what the inner bonding process is about. So let's talk about what is emotional responsibility. Emotional responsibility is when you want responsibility for all of your feelings, both the wounded ones and for learning to manage the core ones. When you want responsibility for what you're doing to create your wounded feelings and for the messages of the core feelings and for taking loving care of yourself in the face of the core feelings, that you want that. That it's like you're ready to adopt the child in you. The child, the inner child, is your feeling self. That's what the inner child is, our feelings, and that you're ready to adopt that feeling, those feelings, by taking responsibility for them, by listening to them, by caring about them, rather than by abandoning yourself. When people are emotionally dependent, they are consistently abandoning themselves. And there's four ways that people abandon themselves. One is they stay up in their head instead of present in their body, which means they're ignoring their feelings. Two is they judge themselves, and they judge their feelings, and they judge their behavior, which is a deep self-abandonment. Third, they turn to various addictions as a way to numb their feelings. So that's another way to abandon. And fourth is they make another person responsible. They hand their inner child to somebody else. They say, here, you make this child feel safe and secure. And that's another form of self-abandonment. And so whenever we're doing those things, we stay in our head, we judge ourselves, we turn to addictions, we make somebody else responsible, we are creating the very feelings that we want somebody else to take away. We're creating the anxiety, the depression, the anger. That little child inside is very angry when we abandon him or her. And then we project that out onto the other person and say, well, you're abandoning me. No, that's not what it's about at all. It's not that person's job. It's your job to learn to take loving care of your own feelings, to learn from them. The basis of the inner bonding process is intention, which means that you're either in the intention to learn about loving yourself and sharing that love with others at any given moment, or your intention is to protect against your painful feelings with some form of controlling, self-abandoning behavior. And at any given moment, you're either intent on learning from your feelings and learning with your spiritual guidance about what's loving to you, or you're intent on avoiding your feelings. And when you are intent on avoiding your feelings, that's when you become emotionally dependent. The moment you are avoiding your feelings, you have abandoned yourself and you have become emotionally dependent. And so becoming personally responsible, becoming emotionally responsible, means that you are ready to move out of being a victim. You're ready to say, okay, I'm not going to make anybody else responsible, which is being a victim. I'm going to move into my own personal power by wanting responsibility for all of my own feelings. I'm going to learn what it means to do that. And the inner bonding process is an incredibly powerful process for learning how to take responsibility for your own feelings, for learning how to develop a loving adult self, a spiritually connected, loving adult self who can turn to your higher self for the help you need, for the truth, for the love, for the wisdom. You learn to bring that love down inside of yourself, to fill yourself with the love that you're yearning for. This is what it means to take emotional responsibility, that you learn to fill yourself with the love that you need so that you're making yourself feel safe, so that you're defining your own worth, so that you learn about your own lovability, so that you are giving yourself the approval that you need, and then you are so filled with love that you get to share that love with others. It's a completely different way of being in a relationship. Rather than trying to get love, you're wanting to share love because you are loving yourself and learning what it means to fill yourself with love, which is really the only way that we can love somebody, is once we learn to love ourselves, we fill ourselves with love, then we have love to share. If we're not doing that, then we're not really loving somebody, we're just trying to get love. So, how do you get there? How do you heal emotional dependency? Well, as I said, that's what inner bonding is all about. That's what the practice of inner bonding is all about. It is a six-step process, a very defined, very definitive six-step process that anybody can learn. If you haven't taken our free course, I really suggest that you do to get the basics of the inner bonding process. The inner bonding process helps you learn, the practice of it helps you learn to stay present inside your body with your feelings so that you know what you're feeling. It helps you understand that you have to take responsibility for them. You move into an intention to learn. You learn to connect with your spiritual guidance. You learn to bring that love down inside. You learn to develop the loving adult part of yourself who can love you, who stops abandoning and really learns and learns about the false belief of the wounded self and heals these false beliefs. So it's a very, very powerful process. There's many ways that you can learn inner bonding. And as I said, one of them is to take our free course. That's just the beginning. We have just completed a computer program called SelfQuest, which is going to be available very shortly, that teaches inner bonding in a very, very deep and profound way. And any of you that are on our mailing list will be hearing about the SelfQuest program, because it's there's nothing like it, and it is an incredible way of learning the inner bonding process. The people who are members of our website receive an incredible amount of support from me and from other facilitators and from other members of the site in learning and practicing the inner bonding process. And so joining the website is one of the best ways of learning inner bonding, because you get to interact with other people who are also learning the process. You get to ask me and other facilitators questions on the site. You get to join the chats. You get to join the discussions. For members who want facilitation, there's many facilitators. And if you don't have the money for a facilitator, we have a number of facilitators in training who work for free for members. There's thousands of articles up on the site now, some of them, many of them just for members. And so it's a community. And in this community, you receive a tremendous amount of support for learning to truly love yourself and share that love with others. There's actually no other community like this. And I really suggest, if you want to move out of your emotional dependency, to come. We have free 7 days. You can try it for free 7 days to see if it's a fit for you. So I really suggest that all of you who are wanting to learn to love yourself to come and join us in the inner bonding community. Now, what I would like to do for the rest of the time is I'd like to work with a few people. I have questions that some people have written, and I'm going to be answering some of those. And if you would like to ask me a question right now, for the many people that are on the phone, press *7. That will unmute you, and you will be able to ask me a question. And it's very safe. It would be a big help to you and other people to see a little bit about how I work. So is there anybody on the line right now who would
yes.
like to press *7? Yes, what's your name, honey?
Hi, it's Yvonne from Montreal. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, Yvonne. How are you?
I'm fine. I read your book on vacation, Do I Have to Give Me Up to Be Loved by God? The amazing book. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
And I got something in there that it was really spectacular for me. I have no control over someone else trying to control me.
Right.
Now. Yeah. And
that's
this
right.
is exactly what you're talking about. Now, when someone is trying to control me, the only thing that I can do is set my limits, but then
is trying to control you.
Yeah.
The first thing that you need to do is you need to be present inside of yourself, and because your feelings are going to let you know that the other person is being unloving. When somebody's trying to control you, you're going to feel a kind of loneliness and a kind of heartache in your body.
Yes.
It doesn't feel good. When people try and control us, it's really the opposite of being loving to us. They want what they want, and they don't really care. They're not really caring about us at that moment. They just want what they want. So it's a kind of lonely, heartachy kind of feeling. And so when you're present in your body and you can tune into that feeling, then that lets you know immediately, oh, this person is trying to control me. Now, that means it's a conflict situation. And in the inner bonding process, there's only two healthy ways of dealing with conflict. One is you can move into an intention to learn with this person. You might say something like, it seems to me like right now your intention is to control me. Is that right? And if so, I'd like to understand what that's about for you. And if the person is at all open, they might open to it, and you might be able to have a very good learning, growing conversation. However, very often, when somebody wants to control, they just want to control. They don't want to learn. They don't want to grow. And they don't want to even acknowledge that they're trying to control.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that would not be an option for somebody who you know is not interested in opening to learning with you.
Because the
only other pardon me?
The person's heart is not open. I can sense that.
That's right. Their heart is not open, and it's not likely to open.
Ah.
And so the only other loving action is what we call in inner bonding lovingly disengaging.
Yeah.
And to lovingly disengage means that you might say something like, you know, it feels like your heart isn't open, or it feels like you're trying to control me. This doesn't feel good to me, so I'm going to go read a book, or I'm going to go take a walk, or I'm going to go call a friend, or whatever it is that you're going to do. You're going to take responsibility for yourself. Your inner guidance, your little girl has told you, this doesn't feel good. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And so, but you're going to kindly say, this doesn't feel good, so I'm going to go take a walk. And the challenge here is for you not to close your heart. What happens with so many people is that one person closes their heart and becomes controlling, and then the other person gets reactive to that and closes their heart and then may shut down or withdraw as a punishment. They can't do this to me. They can't treat me this way. And then you shut down. Or you give yourself up as a way to try and control them. Or you argue with them as a way to control them. What we're talking about is taking loving care of you rather than trying to punish them. And that means that you disengage. And you go and do your own inner bonding work. You do whatever you need to do to take care of yourself. You embrace the loneliness. You embrace the heartache of this person trying to control you and closing their heart, and you're there for yourself with love.
Mm.
And the thing that this does, especially in primary relationships, is that because you kept your heart open, the moment the other person opens their heart, which they often do after a while, you're right there. There's no lingering residue. There's no anger. There's not even a need to talk about it very much. They've opened. They're connected. You have never closed. And so you don't have to pry your heart open. And very often the conflict blows over very rapidly if one person is able to keep their heart open.
Mm. Okay.
Is that helpful to you, Yvonne?
Oh, yeah. That makes a whole lot of sense.
Good.
So we being controlling or being dominant, they're two different things here.
Well, I mean, being dominant is just one form of control.
Okay. Okay, got it.
There's a lot of ways that people try and control. They can control with their anger, being dominant. They can control with their compliance. They can control with withdrawal, with resistance, with blame. I mean, there's just all kinds of ways that people try and control. Some are more overt and some are very subtle. But
Okay. It helps a lot. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take a question that somebody wrote in. This is Maribel. She says, what can I do? I always feel that I have to be with someone. If I am alone, I'm always sad or scared. I feel very sad because the relationship finished since May 3rd. How can I get out of these feelings that are very hard? Okay, so when you're feeling that scared, sad feeling, it means that there is no loving adult on board, that you're operating from as an abandoned child because there's no loving adult. And you're looking to another person to be your own adult, to be your own higher power, really. And so what I suggest for you, Maribel, is to learn and practice inner bonding. You need to develop that loving adult. You need to develop your spiritual connection so that you know that you're never really alone, because none of us are ever really alone. We're always surrounded by love and wisdom and guidance. And so I want to encourage you, Maribel, to really learn the inner bonding process, because this is what's going to help you not be sad and scared when you are alone, and not be dependent on somebody to take care of the little girl in you that is feeling sad and alone. It's your job. and you need to learn to do it. Okay. Is there somebody else online that would like to work with me? You can press star 7.
I have a question.
Yes. What's your name?
Valerie in Phoenix. My question
hi,
is,
Valerie.
Hi. How do you be a loving adult on board of yourself financially when you are financially dependent on your spouse and they mistreat you with money with taking it away or limiting funds, and I recognize that there's a need for the loving adult to come on board, but with finances.
Right. There's really a whole number of areas where we need to have a loving adult in order to feel safe. And financial is one of them, emotionally, financially, spiritually, organizationally, relationally, physically, our bodies. We need to be taking responsibility in all these areas, and financial is one of them. And when you choose to be in a relationship where you've handed financial responsibility to somebody else, you're putting yourself into the position of being controlled. And obviously that's not feeling good to you, is it?
No.
What is it that you would like to do? You cannot stop your husband from trying to control you. You cannot make him be different when it comes to finances. So what would you like to do to start taking a financial responsibility for yourself?
Well, I'd like to make my own money, but I seem to have a challenge with it since I was taken advantage of financially in another relationship where I gave away my power, being compliant with control, and he ended up taking my credit card and charging it. And so in my marriage, my husband doesn't trust me, and so he's become controlling, and I feel like I was the victim, even though I know there's no such thing, because I really did give my power away. But I can't seem to break out of the cycle of there's just fear around being financially solvent and even dealing with money. I just want to avoid it altogether.
Okay, but you see, wanting to avoid it, that's your wounded self who thinks that you can't manage it and you want to avoid it. But wanting to avoid it is just like wanting to avoid responsibility for your feelings. It puts you in a victim state. It makes you very vulnerable. So what I would suggest for you, Valerie, is to start to learn and practice the inner bonding process, which will develop that loving adult and put you back into a place of power. One of the things I found with people who do practice inner bonding and have financial problems is that the more they practice inner bonding, the more they develop that loving adult, the more they're able to move into financial responsibility. Because as we develop that loving adult, we move into responsibility on all areas. We get organized. We get on time. We take care of our bodies. We lose the weight. We start to exercise. We eat well. We find ourselves progressing in all areas when you're practicing inner bonding and developing that loving adult. Because what happens is that you start to really cherish and value the essence of yourself, who you really are inside. It's like you have this child that you start to see as being incredible and wonderful and magnificent, and you want to take care of that child. You want that child to feel safe financially. You want that child to live in a healthy body. You want that child to feel safe emotionally. You want that child to live in an organized, environment. You want that child to be on time. And so there's so many ways that as a loving adult, you start finding yourself naturally taking responsibility because you're getting to know who you really are and you want to take care of that child. So I suggest, Valerie, that instead of focusing on the financial right now, you focus on inner bonding. You focus on learning to be a loving adult. And you will find that that will resolve the financial issue because obviously you were operating out of your wounded self financially. Mm-hmm. And that's what caused the problem. The wounded self cannot manage finances. And until you get a loving adult on board, you're not going to be able to manage them. So as long as you're in that wounded state where you're afraid to manage money, where your husband doesn't trust you, and that he's in control, you're going to feel like a victim of it. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Is there somebody else who would like to ask a question? Yes.
Margaret? Somebody else, please.
Oh, yes, this is Rochelle in the Phoenix area as well. Can you hear me?
Yes, Rochelle.
Oh, I was just wondering, how do you know when to get out of a relationship? I get confused. It seems like when if you're giving yourself all the love that you need, then what, I guess my question is, what is it appropriate to hope for in a relationship? And so that, I guess maybe that's my question. And then
you mean what can you expect from a relationship?
Or hope, what is it? I think I'm still used to the whole, you know, emotionally dependent model, having grown up with it and been in it so far, that then I get confused when I come from the place of, okay, I need to give myself the love that I'm seeking. Then I'm kind of like, okay, wait, then I don't know what you...
Well, yes, I understand what you're asking. What's the point of a relationship? If you're not emotionally dependent and if you're loving yourself, then what is a relationship about? And what a really healthy relationship is about two people truly taking emotional responsibility, sharing their love with each other rather than trying to get love, and learning and growing with each other, playing, creating, having fun, enjoying. But a loving relationship is a relationship where both people are open and they want to learn and they want to grow and they want to help each other be all that they can be. It's not about getting love. It's about sharing it. Does that make sense?
That does. And then so my next question is just, how do you know, you know, I get confused about when to leave a, how do you know when to leave a relationship? Because, like, there's always something you can work on in yourself. So it's like a stick around. But then there's this feeling sometimes that, like, yeah, even though there's always something for you to work on, you know, gosh, when does it become clear that this just isn't a healthy situation despite the fact
that what I tell people is that until you have practiced inner bonding and you are really taking emotional responsibility for yourself and responsibility in these other areas and you're really making yourself happy within yourself and you're out of the control, the resistance, the caretaking, the codependent relationship that's no longer operating because you have shifted the system and you're making yourself happy. And if at that point your partner is not joining you in the sharing of love, then it's time to leave. But if you leave, unless it's an abusive relationship, then, of course, you leave right away. But if it's not, then there's no point in leaving until you've done your own inner work of taking responsibility for yourself.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I guess that's where I'm kind of at, is sort of, you know, came out of that victim place, took responsibility for, okay, my feelings, my behavior, and then it's like, I don't know, sort of like how long to, like, wait around and keep an open heart. It's such a new experience for me to keep an open heart despite the hurtful things, you know, right now, that it's like, how long do you keep an open heart before you just say, okay?
Well, you know, you keep it as long as it feels like you're really making yourself happy.
Okay.
You keep it long enough to see if there's going to be a system change.
Okay.
What happens when one person in a system really practices inner bonding and starts to take care of themselves is that the relationship will generally go one way or the other. It will either get a lot better because the whole system changes and the other person changes too, or it will get a lot worse because the other person is really upset that you're now taking care of yourself instead of them, and or you're not pulling on them or you're not needy. And so it'll get better or worse, and it'll become evident. It becomes really evident when you're practicing inner bonding.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So I'd like to take one that somebody wrote in, Monique wrote in, I would like to know the how-to of loving yourself. The words help some, but it would be nice to have the words and the actual actions to work the two together. So the issue is that none of us learned what it means to love ourselves. And this is why inner bonding is so powerful, because when you develop your spiritual connection, you are able to tap into that source of guidance, and you are able to ask directly that source of guidance, what does it mean to love myself in this given situation? I actually do this all day long. All day long I'm saying, what's loving to me right now? What's loving to me here? What's loving to me in this situation? I don't know. I didn't grow up with it. I didn't see it around me. Nobody role modeled loving actions for me. So I go to my spiritual guidance, and that is an essential aspect of inner bonding, is learning to connect to that source of guidance. It's one of the things you will learn if you really immerse yourself in the inner bonding process, is how to connect with that source of guidance, and that will teach you how to love yourself. So is there somebody else online right now that would like to do a little work with me? Yes, what's your name, honey?
Deborah.
Deborah.
Hi, Dr. Paul, thank you. Is it okay then, and this is where I struggle with, kind of similar to the last question in a way, but is it okay to have then some basic needs with your partner that you hope to have met, in the sense of, say, where he, you know, practices compliments or loving attention towards you?
Okay, those are not basic needs, honey. That is not what is called a basic need.
How would you?
Those are things that you need to learn to give yourself, or the compliments and the attention. Now, there are some things that you might really want in a relationship. You might want somebody who's honest. You might want somebody who's open to learning. Mm-hmm. You might want somebody who takes care of their physical being. But, and there's nothing wrong with wanting, you know, somebody to be caring and considerate and all of that. But that's not a basic need. That's a basic need for you, to be taking care of yourself. And when you expect somebody else to do that, that's when you get into trouble. Because when you expect somebody to give you compliments or pay attention to you, in order for you to feel okay, they start to feel controlled. See, most people come into relationships with either a fear of rejection or a fear of engulfment or both. And if you come in with a fear of rejection and you want him to compliment you and pay attention to you so that your fear of rejection does not get triggered, he is likely going to have a fear of engulfment. Mm. And the more you want that attention, the more controlled and engulfed he feels, and the more he withdraws and shuts down. And this is what happens in many, many relationships.
Yeah.
And that's why it becomes so important for you to learn to give that to yourself, for you to learn to give yourself the approval, the compliments, the attention, so that when you're with him, you're not needy of that, that you're with him in order to share your love rather than trying to get something from him.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
It does, and I think it's true what you're saying, very true, about if I am really truly practicing that, it will become very evident whether or not the other person is right for me.
Exactly. Exactly. You will know that.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read one more from what somebody wrote in, and then we're going to have to end. So Daria wrote in, how do you differentiate between an emotional reaction that comes from the wounded self that you should process and let pass through, and a core feeling that you should act on? For example, I tend to feel a lot of anxiety and fear regarding my partner's interactions with other people, his inability to say no, or her inability to say no, ask for what she wants, express herself. This ends up sometimes resulting in me being angry with her. Are my feelings telling me that I have old wounds that I need to deal with and that I need to change my thoughts and perspectives in the situation, or are they telling me that the relationship is not safe for me? This is a good question. Anytime you feel anxiety and fear, this is coming from the wounded self. These are not core feelings. These are wounded feelings. Anxiety and fear come from something you're telling yourself, some way you're treating yourself, some way you're making yourself feel insecure. Now, your partner might have a hard time expressing herself, asking for what she wants, but that's not really the issue. The issue is your anxiety, what you're telling yourself about that's making you feel afraid and insecure. Your anger at her is your trying to control her. Again, coming from your wounded self. So these feelings are telling you that you have old wounds that need to be dealt with. These particular feelings are not telling you that the relationship is not safe for you. If you are feeling lonely in the relationship, that's a different matter. If you are feeling like your partner is being very uncaring to you, that's a different matter. But those particular feelings, anytime there's anxiety, fear, anger, those are the wounded feelings that you need to attend to and you need to explore about what you're telling yourself. Okay, well, I want to thank all of you for joining me this evening. I am going to unmute so that I can say goodbye to all of you. And thank you so much for being here this evening. I've enjoyed talking with some of you, and I hope you all have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
Thank you. Goodbye. God bless you.
You're very welcome.